All right. Well, it wasn't a good time for the Cowboys yesterday.
Yes, and I got to miss that. So I was happy.
I was going to say, are you off the bandwagon because you usually are in here with your cowboy hat? And...
Hey, you know what? No, I just, you know, yesterday was Sunday. My wife gets 2 days off every week, Sunday and Monday. And I work on Monday. So, we don't have a lot of time to spend together. So yesterday said, I'm going to do what she wants to do.
You're not alone. More and more people are saying, nope. I got something better to do.
Well, I'm not protesting anything.
I know, but some people are.
Yeah.
It's kind of.
In Chicago, only half the stadium was full. Half.
There you go.
For the Bears and Packers? The Bears and Packers?
You know what? Maybe the fans are saying, hey,
I know.
If we don't show up, then you don't have a product.
Yeah.
So. The fan can make a difference in the process.
I think there's a number of things going on here.
Where do you want me to start?
Why don't we get to the ugly part of let's get right to it and talk about the game.
Let's Cowboys, get to that defensive end for the Falcons, Adrian Claiborne. You want to get to him?
Sure.
I promise you, Dak Prescott, regardless of what he's sleeping on, whatever great mattress he has, he's seen that number six just coming at him right now.
Yeah.
He was sacked 8 times yesterday in the game. 6 times by Claiborne as the Cowboys fall for the 4th time this season.
You want to hear from Dak? I have a little sound here from Dak. Take a listen? No?
You know what? I haven't cleared it with the FCC, but sure, go ahead, play it.
You haven't cleared it with the FCC.
Go ahead.
No, what's he doing?
No,
is he swearing?
You can play it. Can play it. Just moms and dads, sorry.
We got our asses kicked, and we'll get better from it. And that's what happened in Denver. As you saw, we got better from it. And we'll get better. We'll get better from this one as well.
Well,
you obviously don't listen to a lot of sports talk radio.
No, I do listen to. I also, when I go on the radio, I envision my mother listening.
I understand. No, listen.
I raised you better than that.
I'm not taking issue with your sensitivity. I think it's great, but it's not at all unusual to hear somebody use that word.
Now, and he said we would get better, and after they lost to Denver, they did improve. And would go on this nice little 3-game winning streak, but that was
they need to plug that hole where Tyron Smith used to work.
I was going to say that was with Smith playing, that was with Sean Lee playing, and they weren't yesterday. Lee started the game, but he ended up having a hamstring injury, and I don't think they really missed Elliott from an offensive running back.
He couldn't have made up for 20 points.
It was the defense that really let him down. Yeah. As in Atlanta was kind of in a must-win situation. They came in limping in. They were 4-4. They needed to have the win to stay in the picture. So getting out our crystal ball, say yes on win or loss. Cowboys at home next Sunday night against the Eagles.
Loss.
Cowboys at home on Thanksgiving Day against the Chargers.
I'm going to say they should win, but
Thanksgiving Day they should win. Then they host the Redskins.
They should win that.
Then they play the Giants in New York.
They should win that, too.
Then they have to play the Raiders.
They should win that, too, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
I've got that one down.
It depends on these guys on the defense. If Smith can't get his back in order, and if Sean Lee goes into, this touch and go, whether or not he's ever going to play.
Then they've got Seattle.
Yeah.
Seahawks are pretty good. And then they've got one more against Philadelphia. So I don't think they end up being able to chase down the Eagles and win the NFC East.
No. Maybe
but
a wild
they
card.
They could finish up 8-9 wins and be a wild card. And they would have Elliott back and hopefully Tyron Smith back. And who knows at that point?
Yeah.
The NFC is wide open, with the exception of Philadelphia. Gosh, they look good.
Well, we're gonna
they're not playing this weekend, so they've come in here. They'll be well-rested, ready to go. Jason Garrett not in a good mood.
I'm sure he's not.
The other big story is apparently Elliott leaving town, leaving the country.
Where'd he go, do you know?
Don't know. And Jerry Jones, NFL owners, have reportedly brought up the idea – of forfeit the Cowboys owner forfeiting the franchise.
What?
Yesterday, Pro Football Talk cited a league source who said multiple owners have been discussing the possibility, which flows from a NFL constitution and bylaws.
Throwing
because
Jerry out?
Jerry is suing these guys.
Yeah.
He and Arthur Blank, who owns the Falcons, didn't even say howdy yesterday.
Where? Well.
Yeah.
It's getting
all
interesting.
Right, Steve. So Steve
grumpy, scruffy money. Everybody's in a bad mood.
And Roger, you get Goodell wants $50 million.
Yeah.